بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمد ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، ما بعد. استكبر علماء الكرام، brothers and elders and students. In one verse of the Quran الكريم، الله سبحانه وتعالى addresses and says: أفرأيت من اتخذ إلهه هواه. Have you not seen that person who has made his hawa, that he is his desires, his base desires as his God, and he has worshipped his desires? So we are living in such a time now, coming towards the end of the year, the Gregorian calendar, what we call the December period, and they themselves call it the silly season or the festive season, and many, many wrongs take place in these times. Where for a believer, we are approaching the month of Rajab, which is the sacred month, and we are coming towards the month of Shaban, the month of Ramadan. So there is a contrast between our calendar and their calendar. So many a person, unfortunately, sometimes a person, maybe sometimes in a part of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sometimes in the khanka, sometimes in the madrasa, the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that whenever there is evil taking place, and those people that are present there, and they abhor it, they dislike what is taking place, then Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, it is as if though they were absent, they were not present over there. On the other hand, where evil is taking place and the person is far away from there. For example, the person, we know during the New Year's how much of money is spent in there regarding fireworks. Not, if not hundreds of thousands, maybe millions of rands is spent basically that is lit up and burnt, whereas that money could have been spent in some useful cause to help the Muslims in Gaza, in Sudan, etc. So sometimes the person is not there, but he wishes, he thinks, and that I wish I could have observed this spectacle, this New Year's or this party, etc. Even though he was not there, he's thousands of miles away, but that desire and the tamanna in that heart, I wish I could have been over there. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, it is as if though he has participated over there. So this is the period that we are in at this present moment. Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu mentioned that the person will never ever have rest until he meets his creator Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, the only time he will have rest is the time when he enters into Jannah, inshallah. A person from Khorasan traveled thousands of miles, kilometers, and he met Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullah alayhi. And he said that, Shaykh, if you permit me, I want to ask you a question. So he said, no problem, ask the question. So imagine traveling so long, he asked that when will a believer rest? So Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullah, he told him, then the time and that moment when he puts his foot into Jannah, that is the time of rest. Our Shaykh Hazrat Muhammad Hamid Sahib explained last night very beautifully from the Ash'ar, so that we need to sacrifice the temporary pleasure, the fleeting pleasure, the leisure and the pleasure of this world. And Allah will grant us the everlasting pleasure in Jannah, inshallah. So, in Islam, a person might ask, that what, is there any type of recreation that is Islam such a rigid religion that there is no scope for some recreation? Most definitely there is. In the time of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, what we understand to be holidays, there was no such thing as holidays among the Sahaba, among Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Whatever travels was for deen. It was for da'wat. It was for hijrat. And it was for the sake of deen. Yes, recreation there was. For example, on one occasion, the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, where Hazrat Anzala radiallahu anhu mentioned that nafaqa Anzala. And he came to Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. Abu Bakr, they said, subhanallah, how can you be a munafiq, a genuine sahabi like Hanzala radiallahu anhu? So thereafter he explained his predicament and he told, O Abu Bakr, whenever we are in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, it is as if though we are witnessing Jannat and Jahannam before us. In other words, our iman is on such a level, our iman is increasing all the time. But no sooner we leave the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and we get involved with our families, or our children, etc., then there is a different level of that iman of ours. In other words, we don't experience it like how we experience in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, genuine sahabi,
Ashik of Rasulullah, he also made something to speculate. He said, I'm also of the same state. So the both of them go to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and they mention that this to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam told Sahaba, O Anzala Abu Bakr, if you have to continue in this state, that what you are experiencing in my presence, outside my presence, you are experiencing the same state, then the malaika will make musafa with you whilst on your pathways. They will make musafa with you on your beds. But, Hanzala, O Abu Bakr, sa'atan wa sa'atan. In other words, there's time for this and time for that. And we'll find Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for example, he went to see the waterfalls. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did some halal recreation. And we will find this is part of deen. And there is a certain terminology amongst the West, a religion which is called hedonism. A hedonist is that person who chases after fun, after entertainment. Example can be given, you spend exorbitant, this is an example, a person spends so much of fees on his child to go to varsity or to go to college. And he spends so much of money on textbooks and on his uniform. But this time he goes there and his only object is to enjoy the occasional the free time that he gets for an excursion. So he only looks forward to that excursion. On that excursion he looks forward to the next excursion. And then such a father or mother would become angry with that person. The object of you was to go and study in the school. So similarly, we are also in a school, the school of this world, where we need to study about our deen, recognize our Creator Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, that recreation we will find, for example, on the days of Eid, we will find some type of walima, we'll type, for example, is the hijr khatam. These are the moments a person of joyous occasion for a Muslim. But the object is not entertainment. This is, by the way, this is secondary. So, just like those people who go on holidays, they'll go on holidays, they will plan, and they will schedule on the calendar, they will make arrangements with certain travel agents, and then they will go on that one holiday, thousands or millions are spent, and on that holiday, the next holiday is being planned. So, a person is living from holiday to holiday, just like that youngster is living from excursion to excursion. So, the object is, a person should understand, is to recognize our Creator. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ Yes, by the way, some recreation takes place. Some types of halal recreation, that is no problem. And what is the object of this recreation? Is to have a renewed vigor. Some type of renewed strength that we return back to our objective. With the renewed vigor and enthusiasm of gaining the marifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There was a father from the affluent society who took his son to the poor areas to make him understand that how the poor are living, to make him appreciate the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he went to a farm nearby and they spent about a few days and then the father after 3 days asked the son, what is of your observation? So the son explained very, very beautifully that I have come to realize that who is rich and who are poor. We are rich in the eyes of the people, but actually we are the poor ones. And those people are the poor, they are the rich ones. So the father was astonished and said, explain. He said, oh my father, we have a swimming pool in a landscape garden, and whereas they have a natural creek and they have the horizon before them. We are the ones, we are living in enclosed walls. They are living in such a place where they have plots, huge plots. Our patio reaches to the front of our garden. Their property goes towards the horizon. We have servants that are serving us. They are the ones that are serving others. We are the ones that we buy the food. They are the ones who grow the food. We have people to protect us. They are the ones who protect each other. So then he told his father, now I have come to realize that they are the rich and we are the poor. So in other words, respected elders and brothers and ulama and youngsters and tulaba, that sometimes we neglect the simple things. The simple things brings about the joy. It brings about that happiness. And that is the tatma'inul qulub. Ala bi dhikri Allah tatma'inul qulub. It is only in the remembrance of Allah, in the obedience of Allah. Kullu muti'in fa huwa dhakirun. That person who remembers Allah, that person who is obedient to Allah, then he is a dhakir, he remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ibrahim bin Adham rahmatullah used to say that we experience such sukoon in our hearts that the people of the kings, if they only knew what sukoon we have in our hearts, they will unsheathe their swords to wage war to get that sukoon that we are enjoying. So this holiday season is not for a believer. Yes, some type of recreation now and then is to for us to get the renewed vigor and enthusiasm so that we can recognize our Creator and Allah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So many a times Nabi, a person says, I'm just a spectator, I'm observing. So Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned the hadith, man kathara sawad qawmin fa wa minhum. Whoever increases the number of people, he'll be amongst them, such people. And Allah tells us, وَلَا تَقْرَبُوا الْفَوَاحِشَ مَا ظَهَرَ مِنْهَا وَمَا بَطَنْ. And many do not approach places where there is all types of evil, indecency, immodesty. And Mullah Ali Qari rahmatullahi, he mentioned, what is the haqiqatul haya? What is the reality of haya? أَنَّ مَوْلَاكَ لَا يَرَاكَ مَا نَحَاكَ عَنْ. That your Creator Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should not see you of those places which He has not permitted you to go. So this festive season, whether it is the beaches, whether it is the public pools, etc. In the time of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to know about the hammam. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam forbade the sahaba, saying that these are the places where voices are raised. This is the places where one satar is exposed. And this is off limits even for a woman. Unfortunately, many a person, sometimes dini people, in hijab, going to such places, in kurta, dini, garbs, etc. The Yusuf Patel sir, rahmatullahi, used to say that come the end of the year, the doors of the madrasas are closed, the doors of the maktabs are closed, the schools are closed, businesses are closed, but the doors of all fitnas are opening, of shaitan and nafs. And this is not the place. As my Spatar Ramadan used to say, that to go to a, for example, a spot where out of season it is quiet, there is no one over there, enjoy the Qudrat of Allah, there is no harm. But now in this festive season to go and involve ourselves in all types of la ya'ni, in all types of immodesty and wrong, it does not behave a believer to go to such places. So Allah grant us the realization that the period we are entering, our Shaykh Hazrat Muhammad Amin Sahib explained, that Imam Shafi'i rahmatullahi mentioned, there are 5 nights where du'as are accepted. The 2 nights of the preceding both the Eid, on the Thursday night, your Laylatul Jumu'ah, and the 15th night of Shaban, and the 1st of Rajab. So tonight after Maghrib, we'll herald in the month of Rajab. And this is Ashiru Hurum. Abu Bakr Jassas rahmatullahi has mentioned that a person who makes an earnest attempt to do good in these months, Allah will pave the way for him to do good throughout the entire year. And whatever good is done in these months, it is the thawab and the reward is increased. On the flip side also, whatever gunas are committed, then likewise those gunas will be increased. Allah save us, Allah protect us. So these are the moments that we connect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are getting closer towards the month of Ramadan. This is our season, not the festive season or the silly season. And as mentioned, we are not a hedonist. We do not chase after fun. We are a person only is entertainment, going from here to there. And many a times a person, unfortunately, our Shaykh even explains, many a person, he has all the amenities. A person, Allah has given him wealth, he builds a nice house, according to how he wants it. And the best of gadgets he has in his house, the best of luxury and pleasure and sofas, and he's got a swimming pool, he's got jacuzzi, he's got sauna. But can come end of the year, that sukoon is looking for what he built at house, so he can't find it in his own house. But he has to find it somewhere else. Many a time a person goes camping. A rich person goes camping. Now it is pouring, he's got a couple holes in his tent. Now he's trying to block those holes. Why? Because he's getting flooded. Then he forgot his tent opener. And now he's trying to open in that can of beans. And he said, this is fun. But at home, if that food is served to him late, and it is not given to him with proper, without any salt, and it's not hot, that he brings the whole roof down. And then he forgets his matches. Now he has to go with the umbrella, go to his car, on the ignition, put his cigarette lighter on, get a match, get a light. And now he says, this is all fun. Whereas he done everything at home to enjoy himself, but he's looking for somewhere else. So that sukoon will never be found in him. And this will never be that satisfaction that will just escape, just like a person who holds sand in his hand, and that sand just escapes those fingers. That satisfaction or that applause, that joy, that pleasure, just it escapes. The real true pleasure and joy, inshallah, will be in the year after for the believers when they enter into Jannah, inshallah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the realization, and Allah grant us the tawfiq of working harder towards the month of Shaaban, the month of Ramadan, inshallah. This is our season to score, and this is the season that we gain closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah grant us the realization, inshallah.